Well, as we mentioned earlier, there has been a passionate reaction to Jim Fallows' piece. And joining me now to discuss it is former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, James Jeffrey. You heard Margaret mention him. He is a former Army infantry officer. He's now a visiting fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. And former Marine intelligence officer and former spokesman for the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Elliott. He is now a managing director at the High Lantern Group. That's a business consulting firm. And we welcome you both.
Thank you, Judy.
There's a lot to talk about there, but let's focus on a few points. Ambassador Jeffrey, to you first. Is Jim Fallows right when he says essentially this has been an era of military defeat in this country rather than victory since 9/11?
It has been an era of lack of success in carrying out our strategic objectives in Iraq and in certainly Afghanistan. And going back, Vietnam as well. When we get engaged in these long-term conflicts, we have not done well as a nation. The military, as Jim Fallows pointed out, do win the battles. That's what they're hired for. But they and all of us together, under the leadership of the president, have not come up with strategies that have led to the achievement of our objectives.
So, John Elliott, that and the bigger point that the country's lost more than it's gained.
Well, the ambassador's absolutely right that if you look battle by battle, that we never suffered a single tactical defeat on the battlefield. So while Jim Fallows himself is right that they have not been successful, it has not been because of military shortcomings. What it has been is it's been the policymakers have committed our military to wars and conflicts both in Iraq and Afghanistan that are essentially not solvable on a military level.
So what is happening here, Ambassador Jeffrey? I mean, the point he made, I thought very powerfully, is that such a tiny percentage of the American people are in the military, is that it's just a fraction of 1%. The American people are disconnected from these decisions.
That's true to some degree, but, I mean, all decisions are taken by the president and by Congress, that is, by a democratic system. The military is small because militaries in all advanced countries are small. We have well over 2 million people in the under uniform in the Reserves, National Guard, and Active Services, but that's still a tiny percent of the very large country we are. So there's no real solution to that. The military, I don't want to let them off the hook. They have a voice in determining these strategic objectives. General Powell gave us a way forward with the Powell Doctrine. General Petraeus, as a division commander in Iraq in 2003, asked the relevant question, tell me how this is all going to end. We need more of that. We need more people to say, without a strategic goal and without the resources, we shouldn't be winning these battles at great loss.
John Elliott, is that what's happened, John Elliott?
That's somewhat what's happened. We saw in the Senate that the Senate was a lot more likely to vote to commit forces when there's not a direct impact on them themselves. And I know the ambassador and I may disagree on this because you can point to Vietnam. But if you just look at the Iraq War and to a lesser extent Afghanistan, we were too willing to commit troops because we didn't know what the actual costs would have been and what the downsides would be if the mission didn't go the way it didn't when we first sent them in 2003.
So who or what is responsible? I mean, in a way, we hear Jim Fallows, John Elliott, coming back to the American people and saying the American people themselves have got to be more engaged.
I think he's absolutely right on that point, and I think it's a really good thing that you're seeing. I think there are 20 new members of Congress who have served in the military, who are younger generation, many cases Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And by them being in there, that's more than we've had in recent years. And that is a really good step forward. To Fallows' point, we need more of that. We need more people with military experience who are willing to go into Congress and participate in these decisions about when we use force.
But Ambassador Jeffrey, it's still disturbing, I think, this larger point he's making, that so much blood and treasure has been, in effect, spent in Iraq and Afghanistan and that entire region over the last decade plus. And he makes the point that the American image, values, have all taken a big hit despite that.
They certainly have taken a hit, Judy. But again, that isn't because the military didn't take down Saddam in a few weeks. It did. It isn't because the military, with help from the CIA, didn't drive the Taliban and al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan very, very quickly. It's because they were not capable of doing a mission that is almost impossible, as we had seen two generations ago in Vietnam. You cannot go in and clear out an entire country with an insurgency that is supported by much of the population by any of the standards that we're willing to apply in war.
So how does the U.S. prevent something like that from happening again and again and again?
Don't get involved in any more large counterinsurgencies where the foot soldiers on the ground are American troops. We've played this game 3 times. We have not done well in any of them. Let's just stop doing it.
And once again, don't look for, I agree with the ambassador 100% on that. The key thing is do not see geopolitical problems as always having a military solution. We've been very, very fortunate that we have a military that is the world's best, hands down. But there are a lot of times, for example, we can't provide stability to a country that doesn't politically have the will to do so, like in Iraq.
But so often the decision to go to war is equated with, is the U.S. prepared to stand up for what it believes in? And if we're not, then the argument is, well, we're weak, so we don't have any choice.
Correct. But once again, it has to be a holistic solution. And if you say that, look, just by committing U.S. forces in Iraq, that's going to be a clear card to victory, we know that that's not the case.
What else should the American people be thinking about as they think about the military today?
It's very important to realize that the military has gone through an extraordinarily difficult period with multiple deployments, great stress on families. That's the first thing. The second thing is they're ready to go out and do this again tomorrow if the country needs them. And that is a resource that no other country in the Western world has, and it's a precious resource, and we have to ensure that it's not wasted on a conflict that they're not given the resources to win.
Well, we thank you both, Ambassador Jim Jeffrey and John Elliott. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.